ثلاثة عشر.
Thirteen.
الدرس الثالث عشر. ألف.
Lesson 13. Part A.
من هؤلاء الفتية الطوال يا علي؟
Who are these tall young men, Ali?
هم طلاب جدد.
They are new students.
من أين هم؟
Where are they from?
هم من أمريكا.
They are from America.
أهم زملاؤك؟
Are they your colleagues?
نعم.
Yes.
هم زملائي.
They are my colleagues.
هم في فصلي.
They are in my class.
أهم مجتهدون؟
Are they hardworking?
نعم.
Yes.
هم مجتهدون.
They are hardworking.
ما أسماؤهم؟
What are their names?
أسماؤهم.
Their names are
ياسر وزكريا وموسى وعبد الله.
ياسر, زكريا, موسى, and عبد الله.
ومن هؤلاء الرجال القصار؟
And who are these short men?
هم حجاج.
They are pilgrims.
من أين هم؟
Where are they from?
بعضهم من الصين.
Some of them are from China.
وبعضهم من اليابان.
And some of them are from Japan.
أين موسى وأصدقاؤه؟
Where are Musa and his friends?
ذهبوا إلى المطعم.
They went to the restaurant.
تمارين.
Exercises.
تمرين واحد.
Exercise one.
حول المبتدأ في كل من الجمل الآتية إلى جمع.
Change the subject of the following sentences into plural as shown in the example.
تمرين اثنان.
Exercise two.
حول المفردات التي تحتها خط إلى جموع كما هو موضح في المثال.
Change the underlined word to plural and reconstruct the sentence.
تمرين ثلاثة.
Exercise 3.
أضف الأسماء الآتية مرة إلى اسم ظاهر وأخرى إلى ضمير كما هو موضح في المثال.
Make the following nouns mudaf, using a noun first and then a pronoun as shown in the example. Note that in nouns ending in alif and hamza, the hamza is written above a waw when followed by a pronoun, but when followed by a noun, it remains independent. For example,
أبناء محمد.
Muhammad's sons.
أبناؤه.
His sons.
تمرين أربعة.
Exercise 4.
اقرأ المثال ثم حول الجمل الآتية مثله.
Change the subject of the following sentences into plural as shown in the example.
تمرين خمسة.
Exercise 5.
اقرأ واكتب.
Read and write.
تمرين 6.
Exercise 6.
اكتب جمع الكلمات الآتية.
Write the plural of the following nouns and adjectives.
الكلمات الجديدة.
New vocabulary.
الحقل.
Field. The plural is
حقول. الناس.
People.
القرية.
Village.
الضيف.
Guest.
الشيخ.
Old man or learned man.
المطعم.
Restaurant or mess.
المدرسة الابتدائية.
Primary school. Review. Lesson 13. Part A. In this lesson we learn 1. The plurals of nouns and adjectives. In English, adjectives have no plural form. We say good man and good men. But in Arabic, even adjectives have plural forms. In English, we have two kinds of plural forms. 1. Sound and 2. Broken. In the sound plural, the word retains its original form. For example, book becomes books. Pen becomes pens. In the broken plural, the original form of the word is changed to a great extent. For example, man becomes men. Woman becomes women. In Arabic, we have these two kinds of plural forms, sound and broken. The sound plural is either masculine or feminine. The sound masculine plural has una ending. For example,
Muslimun
becomes
Muslimuna. Mudarrisun
becomes
Mudarrisuna.
The sound feminine plural has atun ending. For example,
Muslimatun
becomes
Muslimatun. Muhandisatun
becomes
Muhandisatun.
Note that in its plural form, the singular has a short A sound, meaning fatha, before the T sound, as in
Muslimatun.
And the T sound is round, tad marbuta. Whereas in the plural, the A sound is long, and the T sound is open, as in
Muslimatun.
In the pronunciation, the only difference between the singular and the plural is the shortness and the length of the A sound.
Muslimatun. Muslimatun.
The broken plural. Unlike in English, the broken plural is very widely used in Arabic. There are more than 20 patterns of the broken plural. Some are given in this lesson. These are
Fu'ulun, Najumun, Nujumun, Fu'ulun, Kitabun, Kutubun, Fi'alun, Jabalun, Jibalun, Fu'alun, Tajirun, Tujjarun, أفعالٌ قلمٌ أقلامٌ فعلاءُ.
This is without tanween.
زميلٌ زملاءُ أفعلاءُ.
This is without tanween.
صديقٌ أصدقاءُ فعلةٌ أخٌ إخوةٌ.
Note, the numbers 1, 2, and 3 refer to the first, second, and third letters of the word. The student is advised to learn the plural form of every new noun and adjective that he learns. 2. The plural of
هذا
and
هذه
is
هؤلاء.
For example,
هذا تاجر.
This is a merchant.
هؤلاء تجار.
These are merchants.
هذه مدرسة.
This is a lady teacher.
هؤلاء مدرسات.
These are lady teachers. Note that
هؤلاء
is mostly used with human beings. Its use to refer to non-human beings is rare. See lesson 16 to find out what word is to be used with non-human beings. 3. The plural of
هو
meaning he is
هم
meaning they, masculine. Unlike the singular
هو,
the plural
هم
is used to refer only to human beings. For example,
هو مدرس.
He is a teacher.
هم مدرسون.
They are teachers. The plural of
هو
sound at the end of the Arabic word meaning his is
هم
meaning there. For example,
أين بيتهم؟
Where is their house?
أبوهم تاجر شهير.
Their father is a famous merchant. Note that the words for they and there have the same form, which is
هم.
4. We have learnt that
ذهب
means he went. Now the phrase they went is
ذهبوا.
Note that there is an aleph at the end of the word which is not pronounced. Note that the pronoun that we have learnt in this part of the lesson is masculine. We will learn the feminine pronoun in part B of this lesson. 5.
بعض
meaning some. For example,
بعضهم مدرسون.
Some of them are teachers.
وبعضهم مهندسون.
And some of them are engineers. Vocabulary.
فتية.
Plural of
فتى.
Young man.
طوال.
Plural of
طويل.
Tall.
طلاب.
Plural of
طالب.
Student.
جدد.
Plural of
جديد.
New.
ضيف.
Guest. The plural is
ضيوف. قرية.
Village.
حقل.
Field. The plural is
حقول. زملاء.
Plural of
زميل.
Classmate.
مجتهدون.
Plural of
مجتهد.
Hardworking.
أسماء.
Plural of
اسم.
Name.
رجال.
Plural of
رجل.
Man.
الناس.
People.
قصار.
Plural of
قصير.
Short.
حداد
plural of
حاد
pilgrim
أصدقاء
plural of
صديق
friend
المطعم
restaurant or mess
أبناء
plural of
ابن
son
شيخ
old man or learned man the plural is
شيوخ
الدرس الثالث عشر باء
Lesson 13 Part B
من هؤلاء الفتيات يا مريم؟
Who are these girls, Maryam?
هن زميلاتي.
They are my colleagues.
أأخواتهن.
Are they sisters?
نعم.
Yes.
هن أخوات.
They are sisters.
من أبوهن؟
Who is their father?
أبوهن الشيخ بلال.
Their father is Sheikh Bilal.
أمهن أستاذتي.
Their mother is my teacher.
أين بيتهن؟
Where is their home?
بيتهن قريب من المدرسة.
Their home is near the school.
تمارين
Exercises
تمرين واحد
Exercise 1
حول المبتدأ في الجمل الآتية إلى جمع كما هو موضح في المثال
Change the subject in the following sentences to plural. Note that the adjectives like
جدد طوال صغار كبار
are the same for masculine and feminine.
تمرين اثنان
Exercise 2
اقرأ واكتب
Read and write
تمرين ثلاثة
Exercise 3
اقرأ المثال ثم حول الجمل الآتية مثله
Change the subject in each of the following sentences to plural
تمرين أربعة
Exercise 4
أشر إلى الأسماء الآتية باسم إشارة مناسب للقريب هذا هذه هؤلاء
Fill in the blanks using suitable demonstrative pronouns
هذا هذه هؤلاء
Note that
هؤلاء
is for both masculine and feminine.
تمرين خمسة
Exercise 5
ضع في الأماكن الخالية من الجمل الآتية ضميرا مناسبا هو هي هم هن
Fill in the blanks using suitable personal pronouns. This is without تنوين.
هو, هي, هم, هن. تمرين ستة.
Exercise 6.
هات جمع الأسماء الآتية.
Write the plural of the following nouns and adjectives.
أسماء الإشارة للقريب
Demonstrative pronouns Near
هذا طالب
This is a student.
هؤلاء طلاب.
These are students.
هذه طالبة.
This is a female student.
هؤلاء طالبات.
These are female students.
الكلمات الجديدة.
New vocabulary.
الزوج.
Husband. The plural is
أزواج. المرأة.
Woman. The plural is
نساء.
Women.
المرأة.
The woman.
بدون ال.
Without the definite article.
امرأة.
Woman.
قريب.
Near. Review. Lesson 13. Part B. In this part, we learn the following. 1. The plural of
هي,
meaning she, is
هن.
For example,
هم إخوتي.
They are my brothers.
وهن أخواتي.
And they are my sisters. The plural of
ها,
meaning her, is
هن,
meaning there. Note that the pronouns for they and there are the same.
هن زميلاتي وهذا بيتهن.
They are my classmates and this is their house. 2. We have already learned that the plural of
هذه
is
هؤلاء,
meaning it is the same for both the masculine and the feminine. 3. We have learned in part A that
ذهبوا
means they went, masculine. They went, feminine, is
ذهبنا.
For example,
أين إخوتك؟
Where are your brothers?
ذهبوا إلى الجامعة.
They went to the university.
أين أخواتك؟
And where are your sisters?
ذهبنا إلى المكتبة.
They went to the library. 4. We have already learned the formation of the sound feminine plural. In the pronunciation of the A sound, or fatha, before the T sound, the A sound is lengthened. In addition to this, the writing of the round ta is changed to the open ta. For example,
muslimatun
is changed to
muslimatun.
Note that the following plurals are irregular.
Bintun, banatun, ukhtun, akhawatun, fatatun, fatayatun.
Vocabulary.
Ustadhatun,
lady professor.
عمتن,
aunt, meaning father's sister.
زوجتن,
wife.
زوجن,
husband.
مستشفى الولادة,
maternity hospital.
امرأة, المرأة.
Woman.
النساء,
women, which is plural from a different root.
الدرس الثالث عشر. جيم.
Lesson 13. Part C.
هؤلاء إخوتي.
These are my brothers.
وأولئك أصدقائي.
And those are my friends.
من أولئك الرجال الطوال؟
Who are those tall men?
هم أطباء من أمريكا.
They are doctors from America.
من أولئك النساء؟
Who are those women?
هن أمهات الطالبات.
They are the mothers of the female students.
آباء الطلاب عند المدير.
The fathers of the students are with the principal.
أولئك النساء خالاتك يا مريم.
Are those women your maternal aunts, Maryam?
لا.
No.
هن عماتي.
They are my paternal aunts.
هؤلاء أطباء.
These are doctors.
وأولئك مهندسون.
And those are engineers.
هؤلاء الرجال فقراء.
These men are poor.
وأولئك أغنياء.
And those are rich.
أولئك الطلاب ضعاف.
Those students are weak.
من أولئك الرجال؟
Who are those men?
هم وزراء.
They are ministers.
تمارين.
Exercises.
تمرين واحد.
Exercise one.
حول المبتدأ في كل من الجمل الآتية إلى جمع مع تغيير ما يلزم.
Change the subject of each of the following sentences to plural, as shown in the example.
تمرين اثنان.
Exercise two.
أشر إلى الأسماء الآتية باسم إشارة للبعيد. ذلك، تلك، أولئك.
Fill in the blanks using suitable demonstrative pronouns.
ذلك، تلك، أولئك. تمرين ثلاثة.
Exercise three.
هات جمع الأسماء الآتية.
Write the plural of the following nouns.
تمرين أربعة.
Exercise four.
اقرأ واكتب.
Read the following, keeping in mind that these broken plural patterns have no tanween.
أسماء الإشارة للبعيد.
Demonstrative pronouns. Far.
المفرد.
Singular.
المذكر.
Masculine.
ذلك طالب.
That is a student.
المؤنث.
Feminine.
تلك طالبة.
That is a female student.
الجمع.
Plural.
المذكر.
Masculine.
أولئك طلاب.
Those are students.
المؤنث.
Feminine.
أولئك طالبات.
Those are female students.
محمد ذهب.
Muhammad has gone.
مريم ذهبت.
Maryam has gone.
محمد وحامد وعلي ذهبوا.
Muhammad, Hamid, and Ali have gone.
مريم وآمنة وفاطمة ذهبنا.
مريم, آمنة, and Fatima have gone.
الكلمات الجديدة.
New vocabulary.
ضعيف.
Weak.
ضعيفة.
Weak. Feminine. The plural is
ضعاف. أم.
Mother. The plural is
أمهات. أب.
Father. The plural is
آباء. قوي.
Strong. The plural is
أقوياء. عالم.
Scholar. The plural is
علماء.
Review. Lesson 13. Part C. In this part, we learn that the plural of
ذلك
and
تلك
is
أولئك,
meaning those. Note that the wow in
أولئك
is not pronounced. The word is pronounced
أولئك.